Trust Talk West is presented by the Better Business Foundation. The goal is to share information with consumers, seniors, military, to help them with daily shopping decisions. There are choices to be made, and the Better Business Bureau wants everyone to consider going to BBB.org before entering into any service or transaction. An accredited business has made a decision to be verified by the Better Business Bureau and agrees to help build a marketplace that starts with trust. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit that started in 1912. This is not a government agency and has no legal authority. The brand starts with trust and follows up with the promise to educate, live with ethics, have morals and respect. The accredited business owner and team is expected to open each day following these characteristics.
Here we are in Charlottesville. I am excited. The Better Business Bureau, real quick education, started in 1912. We are a nonprofit. We are not a government agency. We do not carry guns as an agency, okay? If you have a problem past us, you go to Consumer Affairs and or Attorney General. But we just want people to communicate. We vet companies. My next guest is Frank Amory, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
You did.
I'm from New Jersey. I speak a lot of languages. And he's the owner of Window Depot. And he's in a couple of towns, and I think that's interesting. He's a well-thought-of business owner. He advertises quite a bit. He's very involved in the community. So he's going to talk to us not about necessarily his company, but his experiences and why he operates the business he does and what you should worry about if you're going to buy windows or doors or whatever he sells. So the first question is, no question other than introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Frank Amory. I own the Window Depot here in Charlottesville. I also own the Richmond Territory and the Fredericksburg Territory.
How do you get around all those places?
I hire good people.
Employees are key. So let's get right into it. What's involved in your industry from a licensing perspective and insurance that consumers should be aware of before they hire someone and give them a deposit?
Well, there are a couple of things to that question. You do have to get a business license. You have to get a contractor's license. And there are a couple of those. There's a Class A, a Class B, and a Class C. When doing business with a home improvement company, look for that Class A. There's more testing involved with the Class A. They can do a larger job. So that's one of the things I'd point out. You also want to make sure that whatever company you're doing business with is registered with the State Corporation Commission. That's really important as well. And in addition to that, they also need to be registered with each county. A lot of contractors don't realize that, but if you're doing business in various counties, they want their part as well. So you need to make sure that you're registered with those individual counties. And of course, you need to be insured.
I think, and just so everybody realizes, if you go to BBB.org, you're going to find Window Depot. They are in good standing. We verify, again, we vetted his company. He probably doesn't remember, but we did an application up to 37 areas to help us decide if he should be, if he passes the vetting and should he be accredited. He did. And I think he does a good job. And I give a shame. What is it? Your agency is Wabash and Lake.
Yeah.
I think they do a good job getting you out there. And I think they're doing you a fair shake of what they're doing, keeping your advertising clean. And not a, again, I'm out of the car business. You don't know that about me, but I know all the kind of ads I could run.
Yep.
I never did.
And I want to tell you, too, what we have to go through to be a member of the Better Business Bureau, it's more paperwork and more time consuming than buying houses and cars. And I mean, you guys, really, no rocks unturned.
Right. Well, we try not to. And we do monitor you forever. You don't just join us. Your price is based on employee headcount. So we're very fair. It's not a pay to play. And again, you renew every year, but we are checking your licenses, your insurance, and we're checking with DPOR, who's a great program, a partner with us, and I think they do a great job. What type of training does your entire team, you have salespeople, if you talk about the structure of a company like yours, what does the staff look like, what kind of people, and how do they get into your industry?
Well, a couple of questions there. The first is, we've really grown over the last 10 years. And with all of the downside of COVID, I tell you, man, it's the home improvement industry has just exploded. We're now up to about 40 employees, and that's office staff, consultants that are out in the field and office staff. So there is a lot of training. I'm a believer in education. I like to make sure that the office staff is fully trained. If a customer calls in with a question, we can answer it. If they want to know just a little bit about the difference in a double hung versus a single hung, we can answer questions like that. When our consultants get in the field and they talk with the consumer, it's extremely important to me that they're knowledgeable. I take great pride in knowing that when my guys come out to talk with the customer, we know more about the window than most companies do. Mm-hmm. We don't just talk about the efficiency rating. We can talk about the strength of the window, the air infiltration, the design pressure ratings, the difference in a vinyl or composite or a wood window. And I tell you, the most important thing is neither of those. The most important thing is installation. You could get the most expensive, best-made window there is, but if it's not installed properly, what do you have? So we take great pride in making sure that our installers are professionally trained. We send them through Provia training. Provia is our most used manufacturer, and we send them through outside training. There's testing involved. Before they lead a crew for me, we know they know what they're doing.
So as a consumer, I've been around a good amount of years in my life. You get what you pay for. Deals are sometimes look better. Shopping cars, 40 years of that in New Jersey, Richmond, Pittsburgh, and Nashville. Guess what? Consumers all want the best deal. They want to pay the littlest amount. And I could tell the difference of a used car. I could tell the difference of a way of a shop is organized, the tools they have, and so can you. Should a consumer, if they're paying too little, and maybe they're paying 20%, 50% less than you quoted me, do you think it has anything to do with the installation costs and what they're paying their force,
well,
installers?
There are a lot of factors in that.
Sure.
And there are varying sales philosophies with that as well. There, believe it or not, there's still a few companies out there that want to beat you up for 2-3 hours and then give you this inflated price and then give you this heavy discount, making you believe that it's a value, when the reality is it's probably higher than what they should have paid in the first place. Mm-hmm. So what the consumer needs to do is educate themselves, talk with a couple of companies. That's really important. Just I don't want to say buyer beware, but just make sure you do your homework. It's really important.
Well, Frank, Trust Talk West is all about buyer beware. And the way we're aware is, I always use this analogy, speaking at Rotaries and all, and I'll go anywhere in 42 counties because I work for every single consumer. And I say a consumer is 15 years of age. So if you're listening, kid, I work for you. You can boss me around. And I go up to about the day before you die because we're always consumers, right? We're always buying. And the way you protect yourself is BBB.org. Did I tell you we started in 1912? We have figured it out. We're not a for-profit. We're not like the California companies selling your leads and your data and all that. And so I think it is about buyer beware. And I think it's educating and arming yourself. I will never know how to put a window in, but I want to know the product you're giving me, and I want to know who your installers are and your warranty. And we're going to talk more about that later. But is there anything, like if you come to my house, is there such a thing as a verbal contract? Or should everything be in writing? What should the consumer look for?
Well, unfortunately, I had this conversation with a good friend of mine who owns a home improvement company. And with some companies, there is such a thing as a verbal contract. But all parties need to be protected, not just the consumer, but the company as well. His story is he had a handshake agreement. $12,000 later, he's still not paid on that agreement. So you got to protect both parties. We need to be protected as well. You know, I mean, what if we spend, you know, $10,000, $15,000 buying materials for your project and we show up on the day of install and you say, we're gonna pass on this. You know, I'm stuck on that. So everybody needs to be protected. Don't do business with a company on a handshake. You got to have something in writing.
Yeah, the car business started decades ago, avoid verbal orders, AVO. And I'd have people, and you sign it about 20 times before you get your car serviced or you buy a vehicle. And I would tell people, listen, and they use the old line, well, the salesman told me, well, I told you in this writing, you signed it, nothing's verbal. Do you understand that? So I'm going to veer off on something that really is a pet peeve of mine and one of the reasons I took this job a year ago, and it's the last part of my career. Is there such thing as a good business is a bad business. We all call them out on Facebook and social media. We're cowards sometimes. Sometimes we're helping. I mean, I handle scams every day. Window companies that are not accredited. And I say, why didn't you look the company up and read the reviews? They've got enough rating and they're not with us. We would never accreditate them. Is there such a thing as a good consumer and a bad consumer?
Well, unfortunately, there is. It's like in any industry.
Don't take it personal, consumers. Listen up.
Yeah, you can have, you can look at two cars, the same make, the same model, the same year, and one just doesn't run quite like the other. It's going to be like that in any industry, and we run across it as well. Unfortunately, there have been some customers that I've not wanted to do business with, just like they have the right to choose to do business with me and have us supply them with products and services. We have that right as well. And sometimes it's just we find it easier just to kind of step back and
walk
away.
Yep. And one builder my wife was talking to, I'll never forget it. We decided just not to do business together. And I said to him, smart move. You guys never have mixed. And I just know it.
Yep.
So how do people, consumers, interview you or anybody in your field? My wife wants all new windows. There's a 30-year-old home.
I know a guy.
What?
I know a guy.
You know a guy, yeah. So what should I do in the interview process? What should my wife do?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, you need to kind of do a pre-interview. Go online. Read the reviews. Make sure that you're doing business with a company that's been around for a while. Make sure they're stable. See if they have a showroom. Make sure that they're planning on being in this for the long haul. All of that's important prior to getting anybody out to your house. You could eliminate a lot of companies just by doing your homework. Go to the Better Business Bureau website. Find out who is accredited. Look at what the ratings are. Look at the nature of the complaints. All of that's important. So do your due diligence prior to interviewing companies in your home. Now, when they get to your house, there's a set of other things. Make sure they're telling you about the product, not just the price and that it's efficient and they're great and they're smiling real big. Make sure they're talking to you about...
Can I touch and feel the product?
Oh, certainly.
My guys are
bringing that stuff to your house. And don't do business with someone who's not bringing the product to your house.
Right.
But you need to know about the strength of the window, the efficiency, the air infiltration, the design pressure ratings, and how is it installed? What stays, what goes, and who's doing that installation?
I love it. Frank, you are opening the eyes of a lot of these consumers. BBB.org is the place to shop. We're going to take a quick break. I guess it's intermission by Joe. Joe's going to tell us a couple different things. I love this show, and I love Trust Talk West.
Thank you for listening to Trust Talk West, sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation. If you would like to donate to the foundation to help this program, consider please calling 804-521-6940. The foundation is a 501c3. We look forward to continuing to find great guests and answering questions that help you navigate the marketplace. Our goal, having you start at BBB.org to research accredited business owners, is to cut down scams and fraud in 2023. If you feel like you've been part of a scam, visit BBB.org and search for Scam Tracker. There, the BBB team will research and track and share information with law enforcement. Capital One and Amazon have been big supporters of this Scam Tracker platform, and we at our office utilize information provided by FINRA. Call Barry Moore at 804-521-6940 with any question or input. Monticello Media is an accredited business in our community with the Better Business Bureau. This show and station is in no way an endorsement with the conversation we had today.
Hey, we're with Frank Emery again and Window Depot. And again, I'm sorry, I got a Jersey Window Depot. I got a Jersey accent, Pittsburgh accent, and Richmond, and a little Nashville, and everything in between. His wife, Laura, is the owner of the company, sent him up here and said, Frank, go tell them what we do. But really, more important, let's protect consumers. And we want everybody to shop BBB.org. Window Depot is an accredited business in good standing, and we think that's important to share. You don't know this about me again. I keep sharing these little nuggets of everything about Barry Moore, and I'm a lot older than I look, I guess. But I sold in Pittsburgh. You're going to love this, Frank. For 5 months, I worked for a roofing and solar company. I did door-to-door. We were the most legitimate company. We were not storm chasers. We were legitimate. Started in 1956. We did things the right way. Mm-hmm. But man, the competitors that were coming in behind us was a nightmare. So yeah, I want to talk about the offers, right? You have a very clean website. Accredited businesses, we're looking at your website. If you overpromise, if you say something's free, we're pulling you out. You're not accredited anymore until you change that. But I do see offers. I watch TV or listen to radio, and I see online so many different offers. Come out. Hey, you're leaking so much energy, whatever it's narrowed down to, and I could save you tens of thousands of dollars with your electric or gas going, the heat going out the windows. Yeah. Call me and let me come in and do a free estimate.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, they of course they want to get out to your house. They could sell you something. Yeah, you know, the buyers, the consumers really have to be careful. There's a lot of, let's say, hocus pocus out there. I see it. I hear it all the time. I've heard, we've got the special, just the exact windows that you need in the exact size that you need. It's like it fell off a truck or something. Right. That's not the case. In today's market, all windows are custom made to fit your individual openings. Nobody's stockpiling it. Nobody's got 30 of exactly what you just happen to want. And you know, the other thing that I can't believe it's still out there is the 3-hour presentation with the perceived value discount, where we'll knock half of the price off. How can they do that? And then if they're knocking half the price off and they're still more than the average price of a window, what are you getting? So, you know, you really got to do your homework. Just be careful. And the other thing is, there's really no such thing as a buy today price. There's really not. I mean, if you call them back tomorrow, let me let you in on a secret. They're going to give you that price. So take your time. Do your due diligence. Talk with a couple of companies. Who do you feel comfortable with? What product do you like? Don't fall for that you got to do it now sort of thing. And you know, another thing, too, that a lot of consumers don't know, that in the state of Virginia, you have 3 days to cancel any home improvement contract that you enter into. So just because you've signed the night that you had that pressure sales guy there doesn't mean you're locked into it. Reach out. If you're not comfortable, if you're waking up the next morning and you don't feel right, get out of there.
That's a good lesson. And to clear one thing up, the old wives tale, that it goes into the car business. Everybody thinks they have 3-day right of rescission. Not in the automobile business, because you have a title involved, and you buy it, you own it.
Yes, sir.
And boy, in 40 years, in four states, I've been around in circles. Not every state's the same, but the four states I worked in were exactly. So thanks for bringing that up, and I think that is important for people to know. What awards are important? I think a lot of companies that are a lot of flash are going to talk about all the awards. Yeah. I mean, I go on and on about all the awards I won, you won. But really, what means something, do you think? Other than BBB accreditation, I don't know what means anything more. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but what else should I be afraid of or aware of? And what should I be wowed about?
Well, you stole my thunder. I was about to say there are awards and there are accreditations. So the first thing to look for is check out the Better Business Bureau. Find out who's accredited. That is so important. I mean, these guys are looking after your best interests, so utilize them. But there are awards in our industry. We're happy that our major Vana window manufacturer, a company called Provia, is the highest quality rated Vana window manufacturer in the United States. And that's voted on by people in the industry. It's not a popularity contest of consumers. It's people that know quality windows. The other thing that we're really proud of is we've been voted as one of the top 3 window companies by the Richmond Times Dispatch 7 years in a row. We're also proud of the fact that in our network of dealers, there are window dealers, window depot dealers across the United States. There are about 100. We are the highest volume window depot dealer in the country. So we're really proud of that. And that's a testament to all of our employees, from our people answering the phones and scheduling the leads to our consultants who are coming to your house and really, really going the extra mile to explain the difference in good and bad, and not just trying to sell you something that you really don't want, but trying to figure out what works best for you and your family. And our installers, our highly trained installers who are also employees, not subcontractors.
That's a big difference, and that's a good interview question for any contractor. Then you come after, you look at BBB.org and all that. So Window Depot, for an example, Are there some competitors that might come door to door, or I might go online and buy? Are they selling me windows that are, if it's a 10 by, I don't even know if such a thing, 10 by 12 window measured out? Are they custom made for me, or are they coming out of a box versus you're going to make it? Your company is making it custom made.
Well, canvassing is a legitimate form of marketing. There are a few companies who rely solely on canvassing, and that is door-to-door
sales. Yep, okay.
That's.
I did it. I mean, I liked sales. It. I was legitimate.
So that's. I mean, that's okay. It's you know, it gets them in the door. Then they can show you their products and so forth. But be careful of the storm chasers. You know, I mean, when we've seen. Storms come through here and people are losing roofs. There are companies that are coming from everywhere, North Carolina, Delaware, West Virginia, to soak up some of that business. Where's your warranty? Who are you going to contact if there's a problem?
Doesn't exist.
Again, do your due diligence. Take a look at you know, what you're getting and what you're paying for.
And they're not licensed in the state.
Exactly.
So they have,
exactly.
You have no recourse.
Exactly.
So good luck to you.
Yeah, be careful.
So you got to be careful. What about recourse? What can somebody do? They sign a contract in your industry, and it's 10 days later, they're past the 3 days, and you put in 50% of the house, all the windows are in. I say, you know what? I don't want them anymore. Get rid of them. I'm not paying you. I'm walking away.
Well, it's not quite that easy.
I hope not.
But but there are things that the consumer to do to protect their interest. You mentioned DPOR, Department of Professional Occupation Regulation. They have teeth. They're the ones that hold our business license. So if you're not happy and you think that you're being taken advantage of, you can go to the DPOR. They'll investigate that and they'll get to the bottom of it. You know, the big thing right now is online reviews. We live and die by the online reviews, so check ours out. That's the important thing right there. If you think that someone's not doing the right thing, you've got the right to go online and tell the rest of you know, Virginia. What's going on?
What if I wake up on the wrong side of the bed and I decide I just don't like you anymore?
Well, that's we get to respond to your check out the online reviews and check out the responses. And also keep in mind how much business a company's doing. You know, I mean, we've been around for over 10 years and, you know, we do a fair amount of business. So, you know, if you're looking at a company that does the amount of business that we do with 40 plus employees and you're looking at maybe 1-2 complaints over a long period of time, I'm happy with that.
All right.
I'm happy. But if you see a trend, if you see that the nature of the complaints are the same over and over again, you might want to stay clear of that.
Mm-hmm. And to help the audience out, again, they can go to BBB.org. But for Trust Talk West, what kind of scams have you heard about in your own industry that you want to share with people that they should want in your type of business and industry? What should they be aware of? Do you know any?
Well, I see a few. I see a few with kind of misleading marketing, you know, which is kind of something that we touched on earlier. You know, just it's pay attention to what is the bottom line price that I'm paying and what am I getting for this price? Just kind of try to remove yourself from the smoke and mirrors. But as a business owner, I am seeing a little bit of stuff that I don't feel is above table. I'm seeing a lot of people emailing in wanting a quote that are not legitimate consumers that want us to ship windows overseas or ship windows to another state. And, you know, I just move on from that.
You don't stay up at night.
No. But the consumer should, you know, be careful.
10 years in the business, companies like yours, I'm looking for a new career. I'm a young person. I'm an old person, male, female, doesn't matter. But I want a good income. I want to really work hard and do a great job. How do you hire your staff and how do you train them? And should I apply to be an installer or a sales rep?
Well, if you're looking for a job, yeah, definitely apply to be an installer. That's one of the downsides of COVID is, you know, we're still trying to get back to a full workforce. Mm-hmm. I think we've gotten over the delays in shipping and the problems with all the raw materials, but we're still looking for people. But if you're thinking about opening a window company, I don't know if we need that exactly.
Yeah,
There's plenty of room in our industry.
I've owned a business and closed a business. I do not recommend it. I'd rather use your money.
Exactly.
So I'll give you one quick question. Warranty work, what do I do?
You just call us. We're representatives of the various manufacturers that we use. You do not need to call the manufacturer. Call us, and we will handle all of the material warranty. The labor warranty is always through us. Thankfully, we're not overwhelmed with services because we align ourselves with top-of-the-line manufacturers across the board. So we're thankful for that. But if there is an issue and things come up, I mean, what if a ball breaks your glass?
Yep.
You just give us a call, and we've got a highly trained professional staff of employees that'll take care of
you. I got to tell Laura that you are a rock star. I want you to tell her. The next showcase, call in 434-202-1980. The next topic is going to be on wealth investments. So give a call. Talk to Joe behind the mic.
We hope you are enjoying hearing from local business people that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. You can find information about this company and others in the same industry at BBB.org. The foundation will send someone to speak at a group event if ever needed. Call 804-521-6940 to request a speaker. These guests are from local businesses and are in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you have questions you would like answered on future Trust Talk West programs, please call in to 434-202-1980 and record your questions. Let's make sure, as consumers, we hold our marketplace to one that starts with trust. We can change our community marketplace in 90 days if we go to BBB.org before doing business with any company to check them out.